Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter, December wheat, 639 and three quarters, up 7 1/4. March, 644, up 4 3/4. Soft December, 610, up 1. March is $6.50, up 6 1/2. December corn, 386, up 4 1/2. March, 399 1/2, up 4 1/2. May, 408, up 4 1/2. July, 414 1/4, up 4 1/4. January soybeans, 10.48 1/4, up 12 1/4. March, 10.54, up 12. May, 10.59 1/2, up 11 1/2. July is 10.65 1/2, up 12. December soybean meals, 400 even, up 560, now 580. Make that 810, excuse me, 402.30, up 810. December soybean oils, 31.79, down 22. December live cattle, 163.35, down 110. January feeders, 232.97 1/2, down 190. And December lean hogs are 86.80. They're up 20 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Are the markets foreshadowing something we might learn on Wednesday?
Well, it could be. The markets definitely got the green light on hearing the words giddy up and go from the deep south, so we'll see if we'll continue to march higher in through here. The funds seem to be in control, pushing the market higher. There is some commercial buying also here today, so just got everything working price positive. Seasonally, the market oftentimes moves higher in the middle of December here than corrects as we go into the new year. We'll see what type of news comes Wednesday to support the up move here today.
I think we might see soybeans, the exports, another 20 or 30 million, and maybe 20 or 30 million less off the ending stocks, perhaps.
Yeah, the average trade gas on ending stocks is around 427 million bushels versus 450 million last November. Yeah, they're going to address the demand side mainly. 400 million still a lot of beans, but the trade wants to gather some ownership. We are continuing to sell a little here, even though the bulk of the business is probably done.
Do you think? Yeah, we did note in November that Chinese imports of soybeans, while unchanged year over year, were down significantly on month from September. So maybe the U.S. program is done, and now we got to see if we ship them all. And what are your thinkings there?
Well, quite a few vessels are on the way. Harvest just wrapped up there not too long ago, so we're going to go through that process. As a shipper, it's a logistics challenge or a logistics plan where you got to keep these ships moving and keep them busy, because as we move in to 2015, the boats are going to move to the southern hemisphere and be ready to move beans out of the southern hemisphere. We feel the bean demand is going to slow in through here, and the focus is going to be corn demand as we go into the month of January.
Well, in October, we tried this level that we're approaching now. We tried it again in November. Here we are back at it in December. Does soybeans have something in it to challenge 1087 in January's contract?
Well, there's ideas we could move on up to the $11 benchmark there, take out the stops above early November highs there. But overall, I think at that point in time, we'll find some resistance and continue to chop sideways. To go much above those areas, probably going to have to see some weather concerns in the southern hemisphere to generate buying past that benchmark.
All right, let's turn our attention to corn, which is essentially at the top of its sideways trading range. It goes back to the middle of October. Are there buy stops above that? And if so, who might be the buyers?
Well, by a combination of people could be buyers, but the high November there was 389 in the December lead contract. That's going to go off the board here at the end of the week, so most of the trade is in the March now.
Right.
So they'll monitor that. You know, it's a classic, well-advertised head and shoulders top, you know, going to go lower and fail to go lower. Now we're going to go back up and test the highs in through here. So it'll be a question whether we can go above $4 and stay above $4. Some of the technical guys are talking 420 March corns on a close above $4.
And that would imply pickup in exports?
I think it's more of a lack of selling than the additional business. Exports is the concern. You know, it was great to see the additional business from Japan, especially with the weak yen and their economy. Exports is the area that needs to really grow. When you look at the export projections for other commodities, they're robust, per se. Well, wheat's struggling somewhat. But the key is exports. Ethanol demand's strong. Feed use is strong. It's just the export sector needs to show some strength here.
So with all this corn still in farmers' hands, after the first of the year, is there going to be some basis plays?
Well, we've seen basis plays already. It's paid to Stewart. When you look at what was offered there the first part of October, we feel there's going to be a tsunami of corn cut loose here after the first of the year. If you're a conspiracy theory guy, I believe that you know, February is going to be a pretty bad month to the downside. Guys are going to need some cash for cash flow. Then, too, there's piles upon piles outside that's not covered. And I have a feeling those are going to be moved into the pipeline here. They're already starting to be moved. But I feel there's going to be plenty of corn movement after the first year. Then, too, we'll watch the weather. You know, there's going to be some transportation issues arise due to weather and just the continued concern about rail into that Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa area.
Could it be that late planting in South America, Brazil corn, late planting might actually benefit the U.S. in, after the first of the year?
It could somewhat. It's not going to be a large volume. You know, as far as Asia goes, it's going to take, you know, some concerns in that area. They're not going to have enough feed grain, per se. They're just not interested in U.S. corn right at the moment. They prefer southern hemisphere if they do need some corn needs. But I think China's one you got to watch, and we got to watch Japan in particular, make sure they keep their head above water.
Should we be thinking about any marketings for 15 yet?
I would watch D's 15 corn, 450. I believe that would be a good target to shoot for here over the next week or two. 15 beans, so we've implemented a lot of strategies in the 15s. In fact, we've moved corn hedges to 15 beans, feeling that one, if there's some downside risk, it's in 15 beans. And secondly, for guys needing a bunch of cash, the leverage in beans is much greater versus the corn. We feel there's, you know, potential of a dollar drop in 15 beans, if not more, versus 15 corn is probably going to hold firm due to the idea of less corn acres as we move into next spring.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 385 and three quarters, down 4 1/4. March, 399, up 4. May is 407 and three quarters, up 4 1/4. July is 413 and three quarters, up 3 3/4. January beans are 1048 1/4, now 48 even, now 48 1/4 again, up 12 1/4. March, 10.53 3/4, up 11 3/4. May, 10.60, up 11 3/4. July, 10.65 1/4, up 11 3/4. December soybean meal, 402.30, up 8.10. December soybean oils, 31.79, down 22 cents. You are listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.